Yeah, Roger, on that. This might be a stupid question, but what is the, I mean, you, since you have one, is there any difference between the Baofeng, you know, user-wise and the Motorola? I mean, you understand what I'm asking?
Personally, I think that the audio quality and the receive quality on the Motorolas are a little bit better. The disadvantage to the Motorolas is, because I do some other stuff that requires dual band, I'm not going to spend the kind of money Motorola wants for a dual band. So the UVs and stuff are a lot more user-friendly in terms of accessibility to programming and things like that. Motorola stuff's a pain in the butt to get a hold of the stuff to program it and to figure it all out and all that. So for programming, the UV I would definitely go with. For performance, I kind of go with the Motorola. But again, it's what do you need? That's the biggest question. If you're just going to use GMRS, then you know what you got's fine.
Yeah, Roger that. Right now, me and my friend, we're just GMRSing it for now. We talked about maybe sometime in the future, if everything goes well, we might go for a 2-meter or something. But right now, we're pretty happy with GMRS. Yeah, when I first, because I know all about HF. I used to fix TVs, you know, modify them, do all kinds of stuff, you know, down in HF, but up here, it was a mystery to me. But anyway, I got these radios, and I couldn't find anybody to program them or nothing. And then somebody turned me on to Chirp. It took me a while to figure Chirp out, but I got it figured out pretty good. Once I had Chirp figured out, it was pretty cool. I was able to program this thing what I wanted there. Roger?